A new poll of likely New Hampshire presidential primary voters shows a past candidate very familiar to Massachusetts and who's not even in this race, leading the crowded field of Republicans. Joining us this morning, as he does every Monday morning, to talk about the New Hampshire race is Boston Globe reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
So the poll conducted for the Boston Globe by Suffolk University found that when former Governor Mitt Romney's name is added to the mix in New Hampshire, he'd get 31% of the vote. Donald Trump would fall to 15%. James, it's not as if Mitt Romney's going to run. He's repeatedly said no. He's missed the New Hampshire filing deadline. But what does this strong showing say about what New Hampshire thinks about the field of candidates who are in the race, do you think?
Yeah, this question really was about context. When Trump continues to be in first place, and this is the 22nd straight poll in New Hampshire where he's been in first place, there's a question about how hardcore are his supporters. He can say anything, he can do anything, he can disrespect anybody, and he still remains on the top of the polls. So he must have these people really locked down. Well, that's just not true. If you throw someone else out there like Mitt Romney, 7% of Trump's support goes somewhere else. He drops dramatically down to second place. And I think you saw throughout each, almost every single campaign, people are willing to leave their candidate. So it shows that this race, 10 weeks away from the New Hampshire primary, is still extremely fluid.
Just the same, there's no sign yet that Trump supporters are leaving him.
No, there's not, because Mitt Romney's not a candidate. And as you said, the filing period is gone. The person to watch on the move has been Marco Rubio, who's now in second place in this poll. And then we can get into the weeds a little bit about other candidates. Remember, we've now had an entire conversation where I think I've maybe mentioned the name Bush once, if I've mentioned it at all. He began this year as such a dominant front runner, and right now he's putting his stakes on New Hampshire as the place he's going to have his comeback.
Back to Donald Trump, he created controversy in the last few days with comments about creating a database for Muslims, either in America or coming to America. Here's what he told George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week yesterday.
Are you unequivocally now ruling out a database on all Muslims?
No, not at all. I want a database for the refugees that if they come into the country, we have no idea who these people are. When the Syrian refugees are going to start pouring into this country, we don't know if they're ISIS. We don't know if it's a Trojan horse. And I definitely want a database and other checks and balances.
James Pendle, do comments like that appeal to voters in New Hampshire, appeal to independents or the base, or are they alienating, do you think?
Well, I think when you look inside Donald Trump's support, particularly in New Hampshire, you have to separate them into two different classes. First, there are the hardcore conservatives or even libertarians who really love Donald Trump, even though libertarians probably don't like the idea of a government creating anything, much less a database on people. For that group of folks, they've been with him throughout. The second group of folks see Donald Trump as a vehicle to make a larger statement that he's a protest vote against either A, the Republican Party establishment, or B, just politics in general. If there's someone else who emerges as another option who can step in as that symbol, then fine, they can go with it. But at the moment, no one else has really filled that space.
Very quick question about the Democrats. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has been advertising in New Hampshire for a few weeks now. Any impact, any sign that he's denting Hillary Clinton?
New Hampshire is the only state where there's even an argument that there's a Democratic primary right now. She is has huge leads in Iowa now, where it was once interesting. She has a 50-point lead in South Carolina, and she's up by 33 points nationwide. It's only in New Hampshire where the race is within the margin of error. And this advertising, to your question, has allowed him to hold on. It's still tied within the margin of error.
James Pendle covers the New Hampshire presidential primary for the Boston Globe and speaks with us on Mondays. James, thanks a lot.
Thank you.